It's time for Let's Chat with Rustite, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustite. Everybody, and welcome back to Let's Chat with Rustite. Of course, my name is Nick Russell, and today I have a very special guest, a friend of mine I met at the Two Come Club live event that Russell Brunson hosted. Today we're going to have a little chit chat with Brimo, and she also has her own amazing podcast, and you'll see that linked in the description below here, both on the podcast and on YouTube, and we'll dive in. So, Brimo, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, for sure. So for everybody that doesn't know you here, tell us a little bit about yourself and what your podcast is about.
Yeah, absolutely. So my podcast is called Brimo Live, Journey to Six Figures. And I've basically just been documenting my online marketing journey. It started 3 years ago, the journey itself. And as I was kind of going through it, I was like, wow, I'm learning so much. And I should start teaching other people what I'm learning, so that they can see, you know, that it's possible for them as well. So within the last year or two is when I actually started the podcast itself and started recording episodes and being more consistent with it. And so now I've got over 100 episodes, and it's crazy.
That's awesome. And the fact that you're going along and documenting is such a cool, cool thing. And almost kind of how Russell does it too. He had his, forget what it was called before, something to do with his drive to work. And it was just documenting everything as he goes.
Yeah, it was called Marketing in Your Car, I think, something like that.
Yeah, something weird like that. Now, do you own your own social media agency, or are you just doing that as a side hustle right now?
So my business in itself is teaching other people just how to do online marketing. As far as the agency goes, I do help people start their Facebook ads, put them up, things like that, but that's not my main focus. My main focus is to help other people be more self-sufficient so they don't have to depend on an agency to run their stuff if they don't want to. I mean, that's great. And a lot of people that have a lot of money, it's more beneficial for them to do that. When you're just starting off, a lot of the times you really don't have a lot of those resources and a lot of knowledge about how to even get started. You know, when I got started, I didn't even know what online marketing was. I thought when you made money online, it was because you had over 1 million views on YouTube or something, you know, like I didn't know how to make money online. So on this journey of learning and discovering actually how you can use social media to make money, I discovered that it's completely different than what I thought in the first place.
Yeah, very, very cool. Now, one really cool thing is we were talking about before we got on the podcast here, was you've already published a book that helps people. So let's talk about that for a little bit.
Absolutely. So my book, it's actually called Online Marketing Genius, Your Unofficial Guide to Building a Business with Social Media and Serving the Multitude. And the reason I wrote this book was, again, because there's just so much knowledge out there and you can go to a bunch of different people and get a bunch of different strategies. But I wanted to make it as easy as possible for somebody to understand when they were just getting started. I bought so many courses, I listened to so many different people do different strategies and tactics and things like that. And I feel like, you know, one of the easiest things to do is to just build that following so that you can build a trust with a certain audience. Because if you can get 1,000 raving fans, you can literally make six figures in a year by pitching a $100 product. So $100 times 1,000 people is $100,000. And that is the easiest way to get to six figures online. And so I kind of talk about that, building a following and serving people and actually giving them something that they would want, not just finding a random product and, you know, trying to pitch it to everybody, but being a real person, being really authentic so that people can really get to know, like, and trust you online. And that's kind of the strategy that I talk about in my book itself.
That's awesome. And we'll throw that link in the description of the video and podcast as well. And like you were saying, people are so preoccupied with having a massive following. And one thing we like to teach as well is you can have 1 million followers because you put a Lamborghini in the back of your photo or you're at a fancy mansion or something like that. But every one of those followers just followed because they saw a fancy car or something like that. But they're not actually your audience. They're just people that follow you. I would much rather have 1,000 people follow me on Instagram instead of 1 million, because I know those 1,000, I engage with them, and they are raving fans, like you say, and they're people that will buy over and over and over again. And that's what social media marketing is all about. It's not who has the most followers. That might get you the little check mark, but in the end, you could have the check mark, but I'll take the money from all my raving fans as I'm helping and serving them grow their businesses online. So let's go back. Let's talk a little bit about the True Comic Club live event that we were at. Now, as my audience already knows, it was the event that Russell Brunson put on, kind of like a mini little funnel hacking live, pretty much. Now, what was your biggest takeaway from that 3-day event?
There was so much information. It was crazy. I enjoyed it. I felt like I was at Funnel Hacking Live because I was so drained after everything, all the information overload. But one thing that I really took away was from Myron Golden, and he talked about, you know, like, what is your biggest expense? And people say, you know, that's my house, that's my car, you know, all these big payments that they have. And he was like, no, your biggest expense for one is taxes, because of all the money you're actually having to pay for taxes. You think that, you know, taxes aren't that much, but you're actually paying a lot of money for taxes. And then also your biggest expense is what you're not investing in yourself to get to that 2 Comic Club award. So that was huge for me, because I've definitely had to create that mindset to where I was like, you know, investing in myself is one of the best investments I can make. Because before, I would come up with the excuses of like, I don't have the money, I don't want to go into debt, I don't want to jack up my credit cards just to try to get this specific training or a coach or all that other stuff. And it's such a mindset shift when you realize, you know, by not investing in whatever specific coach or something that's right for you, you could be losing out on so much more money. So you're really paying the difference between what you're making now and what you could have made. You know, maybe it's the 2 commas, maybe it's 6 figures, whatever it is, you're giving that away basically because you're not investing in yourself. So I thought that was really big.
Absolutely. And a lot of people that actually have been on Russell's stage, one I can remember very vividly, Marley Jacks. So Marley does, preaches the exact same thing. She offers a course on video marketing and how to really grow your brand and your business on YouTube. And her offer stack was massive, and she was offering it for $1,000. And kind of that is like a lot of the people that have been in her webinars and been to like see her live talk, they think $1,000 is a lot of money. But how often do you get an Uber Eats or a DoorDash, and how often you get a beer at the bar? All that adds up. Now that's doing nothing for your business. You'll spend money on Amazon on so many things, but is it actually going to push you forward and actually help your business grow? Because that's where the money's coming in. So that was, yeah, Myron is probably, I think he was one of my favorites, as well as Alex Scharf. And that was just the momentum mindset that Alex has is hands down one of my favorite mindsets. Now, being an entrepreneur yourself, how long have you been an entrepreneur? How long have you been doing this since 2016, you said?
2017, actually July, it's exactly 3 years now. Sometime in July of 2017 is when I first came across the idea of online marketing. I was on Facebook on one of my days off from work, and I found a video of someone saying, hey, like, you could make money online. And of course, rationally, I was like, you're full of shit.
Absolutely.
So, but something intrigued me about it anyway. And I was like, I want to see what this is so I can prove this guy wrong, I guess, I think was the mentality I was kind of at from where I was. But I actually listened to what they had to say, and it actually made sense. You know, they were talking about affiliate marketing at the time, and I was like, so I can find a product from somebody else and post an ad for them and I get money from it? Like, that sounds cool. That sounds easy enough. And that's kind of where it stemmed from. And that's where I got started, was with affiliate marketing. And that's how I learned different tactics and strategies. And it's kind of evolved into what it is today with publishing the book. And now I have a course that you can buy with the book in the funnel, or even a 8-week coaching program, which I just started. I just launched it. This is the first week right now. So that's going to kind of take off and see where that goes as well. This is the beta program I'm testing out, but I'm very excited about it. And I hope that I help my students out a lot. So it's exciting.
That's very cool. And so like you were saying with that Facebook ad, and that goes back to like what Russell said, hook, story, and offer. They had a great hook that got you in, even with mindset of thinking it was bull. And the story got you. And here you are almost three years exactly later with a book and helping everybody online. So going forward, for a lot of people that are just starting out, that are at that point you were 3 years ago and where I was 4 years ago, what kind of advice would you give them to give them that push so they'll take that leap and know they can do it? What advice would you give these entrepreneurs?
So know that there's no overnight success, no such thing as an overnight success. It's going to take work. It's not going to be something that it's just easy and all of a sudden you're going to make a ton of money. That's just not how reality works. It's something where you're going to have to master a skill of some sort, whether it's copywriting, whether it's building funnels, something along those lines, you know, getting people to your ads, to your funnels, and, you know, getting your products in front of them. But keep going, no matter what. No matter what obstacle you come to, keep going, because the more that you persevere, the more that things are going to work out for you. A lot of my mentors, my first mentor, it took him 10 years to be a successful entrepreneur. It's when he was starting to really make a good amount of money online. My other mentors, it took them 3 to 5 years. I'm in year three and I'm just now getting like $1,000 sales with my own products, which is great. You know, like I've had $1,000 days before with affiliate products, but like this is my product, my book, my coaching program, my courses. I'm actually getting that now. And so it's a ton of mindset work and a ton of skill set work. But if you put in the time and you focus on one specific skill set that you want to learn and don't jump into every single opportunity that comes your way, because that's only going to slow you down and confuse you and really take a lot of your time away from making one thing that you focus on really work for you, because one thing is going to work for you, not taking 10 things and this didn't work. Let me try this. Like we get that shiny object syndrome and it just holds us back from our true potential and being really successful with one specific thing. And that was one of my biggest mistakes that I made starting out too, was like, well, this isn't working for me fast enough. Let me try this thing. And it was just a pain in the butt. So stick to one method.
Yeah. And that's exactly it. So many people think, especially now, the bigger social media gets, and like especially with TikTok, you see that a lot, is everybody seems to think that they can get followers real quick and making money is going to be instant. And like TikTok's a big platform for that, I find, is everybody's trying to sell merch now. Not that like I'm wearing somebody's merch, but that's for a different reason. But you see that a lot on TikTok. So they think they can make that $1 million just like that because they have a following, and it's quite the opposite. You may have that 15 seconds of fame and that's going to fade very soon. So putting that time in, that effort, and working at 5 a.m. till, you know, 8, 9 p.m. and crashing and then doing it all over again. That's the life of an entrepreneur, and we're that 1% crazy that loves it.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So thank you so much for joining us, Primo. You know, we can't wait to have you on again. We'll definitely throw the link for that book and the course in the description of this podcast and of the video. So we'll get some of those books out there for you. And thank you very much for chatting with us.
Absolutely. And yeah, if you go to that website, you'll actually get the book for free. Just cover the shipping so I can get it to you wherever you are in the world. But I just want to help as many people as possible.
That's awesome. Yep. So that, again, that link for the book will be in the description of this podcast and for the video on YouTube. And make sure you go run that, get that book, and start your own journeys. So thanks again, Primo, and we'll definitely be talking soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Are you ready to take action in your business? When I started Rustech, one of the things I struggled with, and one thing I see a lot of entrepreneurs struggling with, is coming up with content, and not only coming up with content, but coming up with content consistently. That's why we put together the 30 days of content, and we're giving that away completely free. What that is it's an ebook that has everything you need to come up with content for the next 30 days. Not only for the next 30 days, but you can use that content over and over and over again. So head to info.rustechmedia.com/30 days of content and get your free copy today.